Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. My name's Grady Deaton, and this show is Coffee at KYUK. I'm always sharing my optimism with you. I'm also enjoying my breakfast each morning with you guys. I've anchored my day with my oatmeal, and today I'm drinking some hot cocoa. And on the phone, I've already had the pleasure of speaking with several people this morning. First and foremost, our own Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Grady. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And joining Christy on the phone is two people from AVCP, Catherine Neneman, the Benefits Division Director, and our friend and colleague in communications, Azara Mohammadi. Good morning, ladies, and I'm going to pass the show over to Christy.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Good morning. So what we're talking about today, Raven Air's announcement to suspend all flights across Alaska and declare bankruptcy has disrupted delivery of food and medical supplies to rural communities at a time when it's needed the most during this pandemic. But AVCP is preparing to help out people who are laid off or affected by the disruption of services through its benefits division. So my first question to you guys is, how has Raven's action impacted you at AVCP?
Alrighty, good morning. The loss of Raven really has impacted our service delivery with AVCP, especially in the benefits division. Being the primary mail carrier in this region, our program's monthly benefit checks for TANF obviously need to be delivered, along with vendor payments for energy assistance clients. Our program's Toyo or wood stove shipping for eligible families has also been halted until we find a solution. So it's really impacted us quite substantially.
Have you guys figured out a way to mitigate the fallout? Like, what are steps you are taking?
At this time, we're encouraging people to reach out and ask for assistance sooner rather than later. We are, we've posted an 800 number on the AVCP Facebook page for people to utilize. We have staff working overtime right now, processing benefits to try to remain caught up. We're promoting clients to utilize the crisis benefit. We're also promoting, if clients do not have direct deposits set up, to let us know so we can send out the direct deposit form and they can submit it electronically so we can get that process started. And we're looking and exploring ways to try to release a supplemental energy assistance benefit sooner rather than later.
If I could be a little bit more specific, have you found airlines to help partner with you guys, or is that something that's still in the works?
That is still in the works.
Okay. Well, and I guess the biggest question is, how can former Raven employees that live in your communities utilize AVCP services? Who qualifies and how can someone apply for it?
That's a really good question. Thank you. You know, I'm not sure. I know the news came out really suddenly. In each one of our villages, well, almost all of them, but the majority of our villages, there is a workforce and benefits navigator that's part of the community. The impacted employees really need to start signing up for unemployment benefits if they have not. And the workforce and benefits navigators in the villages have links and access for them to be able to get online, give them the websites to start that process. If once that's done, if a individual did not have children, they need to reach out to us on our 800 number and ask about our general assistance program. If impacted individuals have children and they're interested in signing up for TANF, we're encouraging that too. It's temporary assistance for needy families. If impacted people have not signed up for their energy assistance benefit through our LIHEAP program, we have somebody on standby waiting to fill out the applications over the phone and continue to work with the navigators in the villages for other assistance opportunities.
If I might just jump in here,
yes,
we are really trying to create one access point. So because these, our benefits division has several programs that Kathy just mentioned. It's the general assistance, the temporary assistance for needy families, and they all come with their own set of qualifications, and they can get kind of complicated. But if you just call the benefits division, the person that you speak to can help you identify which program or which programs you qualify for. So you don't have to become a professor of benefits programs at ABCP.
Yeah, it seems like that's a very, can be a bit of a complicated process. I kind of want to ask you guys, how has this pandemic, oh, do you have anything to follow up on that?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to, you know, the pandemic has impacted all of us in personal and professionally, and I'm curious, how has it impacted the services that ABCP can provide? What are you seeing from your end?
It's been a challenge. I mean, you know, there was a lot of decision-making under uncertainty at the very beginning because things were changing so quickly and we didn't really know what the next 2 weeks were going to look like. But now we've kind of started to hit our stride, and we have people working from home. So we're still able to provide services from home, but it does make things a little bit more complicated. Thankfully, we had recently set ourselves up with a lot of remote communication technology tools, thankfully. So it's possible that our internet speeds are a little slow, which is slowing us down. And then, of course, our Head Start, our pre-kindergarten program, has had to shut down for the remainder of the school year. And our Healthy Families workshops are suspended until further notice because we can't find a way to provide those services while we're still maintaining social distancing.
If I can also chime in there, too, Azara touched on the topic of it is taking longer now that we're working remotely. So people mm-hmm. know that the majority of my staff are working remotely. I do have some staff working on site still. And if they are working remotely and they need to get a hold of clients in the villages, their phones are being forwarded to their personal cells. So when they're making calls, calls are going out as private or blocked to protect our clients, our employees' confidentiality. So we're really urging people that are listening that may be waiting for TANF or Benefits Division to call them. If you see a blocked call, a private call, a known caller, please answer it because it's highly likely it's one of us trying to get a hold of you.
That's a very good point. I definitely know I have received calls that said unknown, and I wasn't sure whether or not I should answer it. And usually it was someone I know, so that is a very good point. Well, and then there's this relief package. It's $2.2 trillion relief package, coronavirus relief package that was passed in Congress and signed by Trump. It's called the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. And I know the Bureau of Indian Affairs is currently conducting consultation with tribes to see how to distribute it and where tribes need it. Is ABC participating in that consultation? And if so, how is that going?
Yeah, our general counsel is very, very busy participating in those consultations right now. And we also have an information sharing teleconference with tribes today about FEMA and with FEMA. So, I mean, they're going as well as can be, you know, expected. This is a national coordination of tribes. And there, again, is still a lot of uncertainty around, you know, which tribal organizations will be receiving funds. It looks like tribes will definitely be receiving funds, which will be fantastic for the region. And there's also downstate some questions about gaming tribes, you know, will for-profit
tribal entities and nonprofit tribal entities be getting a distribution as well. So it's an ongoing conversation that's nationwide.
And what does AVCP anticipate from this funding opportunity? What are you hoping that this funding will do to enhance your services during this time?
It's really a little too early to say. Again, we're not quite sure how the funding is going to be distributed, and the mechanism for the funding to be distributed, whether it's through our regular Office of Self-Governance Compact, through the BIA. That would be our best guess. But in any case, we are ramping up our compliance, like our grants and compliance division, to be able to deal with a little shot of funding to help with COVID-related expenses. And the tribes will be getting a nice chunk that will deal with their expenses, but also what we've realized at AVCP is there have been a lot of missed opportunity costs, just because we've been so focused on mobilizing and getting people working from home and finding the best way to, you know, create confidential processes while working from home. So I expect to know more about that in the next few weeks, or within the next week. But it's also important to remember that there are other significant funding opportunities through FEMA, for example. Like I mentioned earlier, and today's conference call is going to be really important for learning about pre-emergency declarations of disasters. So before something becomes a crisis, if you expect there to be a disaster, you can declare a pre-emergency, and that opens up a lot of doors for funding. Does that answer your question?
And do you guys have any further or final thoughts before we wrap up for this morning? Any final thoughts of how people can access relief through your benefits division, or even just repeat the information just in case somebody is just tuning in right now, how people can access relief?
Yes, please. If you have any questions, if you qualify for any sort of benefits, give us a call at 1-800-478-3521, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Somebody should be there to answer the help. Now, please remember, we're working remotely, so if our employee is actively talking to somebody and taking an application over the phone, leave a voicemail, leave your phone number so she can call you back.
And remember to answer those blocked private calls.
Yes, thank you.
So remember to answer those calls that are coming in blocked in private, blocked or private,
yes.
And be patient because you guys are all working remotely and navigating a whole new work environment.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of nice, though. And I don't want to stress, you know, that we're to be too patient with us, because we are here and we have benefits people that are working on the weekends and long hours, because we really do want people to reach out immediately instead of having the bills start kind of stacking up, which is horrible for your own peace of mind, but also it becomes very difficult to dig yourself out of a hole the further you get into it. So before the need becomes dire, just when you anticipate the need, please reach out immediately. And don't feel like you need to do the homework on which, you know, service do I qualify for. We'll help you figure that out.
All right. Well, we just ran out of time. Thank you guys so much for being on. This is Christy Schallenberger talking with Catherine Nineman, who oversees AVCP's Benefits Division, and Communications Director Azara Mohammadi. I hope you both stay safe and healthy as we all navigate this new normal. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Happy Friday.
Bye.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to everyone. And that just leaves one thing left for me to say to you listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. The community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.